You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
We are in September. We are going into October. We are finally at the end of the road. And it looks like, for the most part, and I do want to mention that one more time, for the most part, we have a pretty damn good idea who's making the playoffs. Obviously, we're going to have the Yankees. We're going to have Tampa Bay. Toronto is still somewhat of a question to me a little bit. They have not been playing amazing. And it seems as though the Baltimore Orioles, even though they've fallen off a little bit this last week, they're not entirely going away yet. And I'm still very big on the Seattle Mariners. I just love this team. And we'll even get a little bit into futures market a little bit on where these odds are all at and see if there's some value on some of these teams. But of the American League side, of those teams I mentioned, is there any of those teams that worry you? And of course, we will mention the AL Central that should just be blown up and not be allowed in the playoffs.
You know, I actually said that on Chicago radio today that they should turn down the invite. I just hang up and then I don't hear anything else because I'm in New York or Florida, so I don't even hear what the result is. But I mean, seriously, the White Sox, the Twins, the Guardians, I don't see how they deserve to be in the playoffs at this point. They've got easier schedules and mediocre records. I mean, the Twins have had a ton of injuries. They have an excuse, you know.
White Sox don't.
No, they've had injuries, but their underperformance is unbelievable to me. So none of these teams deserve it. I'll be stunned if any of them get past the first round.
Same.
Toronto, I think, still has potential. In a playoff scenario, I still like them better than Seattle. Although, obviously Castillo is a big plus now for Seattle. They took a big risk and, you know, the guy's an incredible pitcher. And I'm still of a mind the Astros are the big favorite in the American League.
Same, I agree.
They're the best team, you know, not to toot my own horn because my predictions suck. I had Astros and Dodgers with the Dodgers winning it. At this point, those are the favorites. They probably were the favorites when I picked it, so I probably don't even deserve to toot my own horn. But, I mean, the Astros are clearly the best team.
Incredible.
Yankees, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the odds. Since you brought it up, I'll dive in a little bit. I'm looking at the odds here. The Yankees are plus 500. I'm assuming that means 5-1.
That is.
Astros plus 410. I don't know why they're that close. The Yankees right now are putting a team that's like two-thirds a minor league team right now on the field. And they're losing three out of every five games. And more than that when they're not playing the Twins. So I don't know if you could do a bet against, but I'm a bet against on the Yankees on a plus 500. So
you actually can, but you just got to, the problem is with a bet like that,
you just 500, right?
You're going to have to look forward a little bit. That's all. You're just going to have to dive in a little bit and you will find that the field, anyone but this team. And yeah, I'm very much against the Yankees going very deep into the playoffs completely. In fact, looking at these odds as we're currently sitting, well, we'll throw in the National League as well. The shortest odds on the American League side, Houston Astros plus 410. You got the Yankees at plus 500. But this is why I think this is nonsense right out the gate.
the fact that the Yankees are even in, forget the top four, they shouldn't even be in the top six. In fact, I don't know why the Houston Astros are in the top two. I honestly think the top three teams for futures odds should be Dodgers, Mets, and Braves. And right now, I'm blown away the fact that you can get better than 7-1 on the Atlanta Braves.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, they're the defending champs. They have now, you know, three rookies who didn't obviously participate last year. I shouldn't say obviously, but weren't in it last year. You know, Strider's been unbelievable.
So good.
Grissom's been really good. Harris is fantastic. They have Acuna, obviously. They're equal or better to what they were last year. You're right. At plus 750, that looks like a good bet. The one reason, you know, I'm not a betting expert like you are. The one reason I would say that the Mets and the Braves and the Dodgers may have higher odds than we think is because the competition's tougher at the top of the National League, right? I mean, I think to me, the Astros, you know, I wouldn't say it's a magic carpet ride, but it looks fairly easy to me to say the Astros are going to get in there, you know, even compared to the Dodgers, certainly compared to the Mets or the Braves. But once they're in there, I think it's the National League team probably should be favored, assuming it's one of those teams between the Astros versus the Mets, the Braves, Dodgers. Weird thing is the American League wins the All-Star game every year. And right now you got one good team in the American League and you've got three really good teams in the National League. It's a little weird, but I think that's why the Braves are set plus 750. Because people are looking at them as the third most likely in the National League. Only third most likely because of the DeGrom, right? DeGrom gives the Mets that 1-2 punch, and that's probably why the Mets are ahead of the Braves. But Braves is plus 750. I'm not a betting man, but that's my bet four. Wow. Braves plus 750, bet four. Yankees plus 150 would be my bet against.
There's another one here that I do think is not getting a lot of attention. And they're a team that somehow, I don't know, maybe you can explain this to me. It might be proximity or their location. I don't understand how the St. Louis Cardinals every single year somehow flies under the radar, because the Cardinals for the last, since the All-Star break and the trade deadline, especially Jordan Montgomery, Quintana, now they did get back their ace in Flaherty. Granted, he's been hurt a lot and we haven't seen it yet, really. And he had his first outing the other day back in the big leagues. But you can get the St. Louis Cardinals, who are making the playoffs and running away with their division by, it's going to be double digits, to be real clear. You can get them at 22-1. And let's be honest. I mean, if it's the best team that wins the World Series every year, the Dodgers would have 10 straight World Series, and they don't. They have one in a very highly contested 2020 World Series season. The Cardinals are 22-1. When they get into October, you know they're a monkey wrench. They just throw all the oil into the machine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
I'm with you all the way there. I mean, I've seen them win, what, was that in 86? They won with, what, 83 or 84 wins, I think, right? So, I mean, 22-1, I mean, it could be a special year. You got Pujols, Wainwright, Molina, at least two out of the three of them are retiring, right? We don't know on Wainwright yet, and he certainly could come back next year if he likes. I'm with you. 22-1, I'm betting on the Cardinals there. Again, they have a little tougher road because you've got the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Mets. But they look very, very strong. They've been great in the second half. They've got probably the top two MVP candidates with Goldschmidt and Arenado.
Incredible.
You know, they look really good. Are these odds behind? I mean, they should be much better than...
No, amazingly, this is honest to God. Today, that's what the St. Louis Cardinals are to win the World Series. And they're a team, again, they're in the playoff pool. They're in there. And what I'm looking for, when I look at futures odds, when I'm looking for World Series odds, you know, I'm, of course, looking at the team that I think is going to win first, obviously. Off the gate, I'm going to say the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. But the value on them is plus 320. And you're telling me you can give me 22-1 on the St. Louis Cardinals, who I do think have, if not as good as anybody else, maybe better opportunity to go deeper into October than it could just be anybody's game. But looking at these odds, is there a team on here that you would not touch no matter what? Because there is one for me. And I can't stress this enough how angry I am, because I am the biggest Padres fan there is. Yep, I am. I love them to death. I do. I played for them. I get to call myself a major leaguer for that 1 month of my life because the Padres called me to the big leagues. Was it perfect? No. But am I forever going to be in debt to the Padres because of it? Yes. And am I critical of them? Oh, you betcha. You betcha I'm critical of them. It's because I want them to be successful. I want them to win. But there is no amount of money ever to convince me to put money on the San Diego Padres, even at 31 to 1. I just can't.
Yeah, even for $10, I don't know. They do have talent, you know.
They do.
I mean, maybe they'll get their act together. I'm really not sure. That it's not as bad as last year. They have a better team. I mean, I don't know. It feels like Tatis just dropped a bomb on that organization. I just think that's the reason right now that they're in a state of malaise. But in terms of talent, you know, that 31-1 does not look bad. I get why it's there. They have not played well. Their acquisitions have not done what they expected. But you know, I might put a dollar or two on that one. If I were a betting man, I don't know. That's not one I would stay away from. I would stay away from the Yankees at 5-1. I'd stay away from all these central teams, even though the Twins right now, you know, within a game or two of the playoffs as we do this, are
I believe they're
2-1.
They're 2 games back as we speak. Them and the Chicago Cubs, both 2 games back of the Guardians, a team that we all knew at the beginning of the season was definitely going for it. what a mess.
Absolutely. I wouldn't take any of them, even at those long odds. I'm sorry. Those are the teams I wouldn't take, but it's easy to say that now. Watch, we'll come back and do this in another month or 2 months, and you can call me a fool, but I'm going to pass on those teams.
I mean, as much as I love calling people a fool for not getting their predictions perfectly right, yeah. I'm wrong just as much as anybody else, because that's baseball, and that is, quite frankly, why we love this game so much, because we are experts, as we tell you all the time, and as I will tell you, I'm a genius. I know everything about baseball. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I'm always right. This is a fun time of year. It's an exciting time of year. John, everything you're doing right now has been a blast to watch. I'm absolutely loving it. You are making this game so much more informative and better for me as a baseball fan. So I want to thank you right out the gate.
Oh, you're the best, Cody. You're the best. I will pay you. I will write you a check later.
Thank you.
With my winnings from my Cardinals and anti-Yankee bets and Braves bets.
Yep.
I will write you a check.
Absolutely, guys. A lot of value out there. And, of course, a lot of baseball left to play. We got a full month here in September. We got the end of the season coming up. We got all of October. The first ever bye in Major League Baseball. And if you better believe, this MVP conversation will continue going on as long as humanly possible. You know why? Because it's a good debate to have. I truly don't think anyone's necessarily wrong. I think everyone is right.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Well, I think you're wrong too, John.
I know you're just saying that now because I said it and I'm rude, but you have to expect that now you're a New Yorker. You have to deal with this kind of honesty. You didn't
you're
have to
right.
do that when you were in LA. Everybody's nice to everybody, or at least fake.
I'm about to say, which parts of LA have you been going to, man? Born and raised. I don't know a single nice
fake
person.
Sorry, I didn't mean nice. I mean fake.
Well, John, it's been a blast doing this with you as always. Guys, make sure you like, share, and subscribe to Big Time Baseball wherever you get your favorite podcast. Make sure you follow John Heyman wherever he is, because he does the single best baseball reporting on planet Earth over there at New York Post. And, of course, everything you're doing with MLB Network. And I'm sure you guys can catch him just somewhere in the background at a Yankee game sometime in the next week and a half. And, of course, you can follow me at Decker6 and Antihero Baseball on Instagram. Guys, that is it for Big Time Baseball. Like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That's it. Enjoy some baseball. Beat it!
Cody, you're the best.